Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Talked a lot about the Padres managerial search in the last segment. We do want to mention again the timeline that our show would like the Padres to do. And now they said there is no timeline for this particular deal. No real set timeline to hire a manager and everything like that. But you look at everything that needs to be done this offseason. AJ Preller needs to be extended. They need to find a manager. They got a couple of decisions they need to make on rosters, okay, in terms of club options. They got to wait for some player option picks. A lot of those happen within the 5 days after the completion of the World Series. And then they got to get dialed in of finding some bats with slug, figuring out the starting rotation. And then after the decision on Robert Suarez and the decision that he has to either opt into his contract or opt out or exercise an opt out, figure out your bullpen. So these are all things that need to be put together before spring training. Number one priority to me, and I think to Frank too, is they have to get AJ Preller extended as soon as possible. That needs to be done before he can go hire a manager. It sounds like, according to Jeff Sanders a couple of days ago, that there should be an offer in place for AJ Preller on a contract extension. Sure, they have to deal with that negotiating. In the meantime, AJ Preller also has to start conducting, as he probably already has, a list of different managerial candidates to try to run this team. Now, a lot of people say, like, I'm not handing over the keys of the playoff team to a first-time manager who hasn't even coached in Major League Baseball. It's not that hard of a gig, dude. It's not that hard of a gig. People think it is. It's really not. For players that have been there and done it before, I mean, Stephen Vogt did a great job in Cleveland with zero managerial experience. There's a lot of former players and recent former players that have had early success without any type of coaching experience in Major League Baseball. You can go down the list. And so, like, I don't have a problem with Albert Pujols doing it because it's about demanding respect. I would have a problem with, like, a guy like Ryan Flaherty because he hadn't managed before. And even though he's a great baseball mind, I don't necessarily know the clubhouse would be super stoked about him. Or some of the other, like, great baseball knowledge guys. But again, it's sign AJ Preller, have AJ Preller find a manager, and then get into a lot of the issues that most fans want to pay attention to, and that is the roster decisions. We didn't get to spend too much time on this the last couple of days because we've been talking about the managerial search. But the Padres do have some roster decisions they have to make and a lot of question marks for different areas of the game. AJ Preller was, in fact, asked about this during the press conference. Here's what AJ Preller had to say about the roster decisions.
We just talk again, like this is, you know, we'll kind of start our review process and start having more communication with the players, you know, with Ruben and Fritzy and that group also. You know, the only thing I said to Mason at the end of Chicago was honestly like, hey, like, obviously like thankful for the way he performed and impressed with how he went about his business after a big trade. You know, and then just telling him that we'll be in touch in the next couple of weeks and have that conversation. So that'll be up between us and Mason. I think the good news is he's one of the great talents in the game. He can do a lot of things on the mound. I think we've seen like obviously the dominance with the, you know, with the fastball slider mix, the changeup coming into play. We've had some success here making guys starters, you know, between, you know, Pomeranz and King and Lugo, and some others that I may be forgetting. But, you know, at the end of the day, like we'll get together as a group. We'll have our thoughts. We'll definitely get Mason's thoughts and hear what he thinks is best. We'll see how the offseason plays out roster wise. And then we'll have some clear direction for him of what that looks like.
And then my last question is, you, Darvish, mentioned he had a few things to think about at the end of the postseason. Have you heard from him or had any conversations with him? And do you expect him to be in the starting rotation next season?
Yeah, I've talked to you quite a bit here over the last week or so, and so have others in our group. I think it's something that, you know, we'll keep talking to him over the course of the next couple of weeks to see what it all means for him. You know, I think, you know, again, like, you this year, you know, really starting in spring training, he was, you know, probably not 100% all spring training in terms of or you know, we got into the regular season. You know, he's a big part of the organization. You know, and I think we'll have more conversation here over the course of the next couple of weeks. But it's just really been the start of it overall, honestly. We haven't really had a chance to get too detailed on anything, and I think we'll start digging in more with Darvish and others here over the course of the next couple of days and leading up to the GM meetings here at the beginning of November.
There's a lot of early decisions that need to be made, especially with the starting rotation. I mean, he talks about Mason Miller. He talks about Yu Darvish in particular. Talked about the starting rotation. Padres' rotation depth is a massive concern with how things are playing out right now. I mean, you look at who's currently on the books for next year. And you have, in the starting rotation, guys that are under contract. Joe Musgrove coming off of an injury, a significant injury. Yu Darvish is 39 years old, got to be 40 next year, going to be 40 next year. Nick Pivetta, who has an opt-out at the end of 2026. You also have some of the young guys like Randy Vasquez, J.P. Sears. Those guys are, you know, J.P. Sears is arbitration eligible. But that is a look at your starting rotation. Now, what are you going to do with Mason Miller? I wouldn't mind like seeing what it looks like to see Mason Miller as a starting pitcher. I think I think that makes that trade with Leo Dallas DeVries a lot better if he becomes a starting pitcher. But there's something about him being a starting pitcher that's going to put a toll on his arm. Because the Athletics had him work a little bit as Mason Miller as a starter. They had him work as a starting pitcher and his arm almost gave out. And so if you see him as a starting pitcher, that 104 that you're seeing, you ain't going to see that. I mean, it's going to be closer to 100. It's going to be more like 99 to 100. Maybe he'll touch 101 or 102 when he's feeling it and he's got the adrenaline going. But I don't know how a guy like Mason Miller can make it through a season and get you 30 starts. I don't see how that's possible. Maybe it is. He's still young. Maybe you can have him slowly move to a starting pitching role over the next couple of years. I mean, you have him under contract for a long time now. He's a free agent in 2030. But without Robert Suarez, I mean, to me, Mason Miller's the closer, and that's the guy. You know, I thought last year it was time to start having the conversation of whether or not Adrian Morahone can go out there and be a starting pitcher. They signed this guy to be a starting pitcher when he was a teenager. He's done so well in the bullpen. It's like, why try to mess with it? But the reason why you do that is when you are a team like the San Diego Padres and you have spent a lot of your money already and your payroll's already up to $194 million for 2026 and you're trying to save some money, you need to find ways to get starting pitching. And starting pitching is the most expensive. And the starting pitching that's on the market is expensive and is no guarantee. I mean, this is what your free agent tracker looks like. And Michael King's currently not on it, but he's about to be. If you just look at, and there's some opt-outs that probably need to be thrown in there too, but these are starting pitchers that have not opted out yet, or this is the starting pitcher list that is available on the open market that have not, that do not include Ranger Suarez, Framber Valdez, and the, here's the deal. What do you guys think about Dylan Cease? Huh? What do you think about Dylan Cease? What do you think the fan base, Frank, thinks about Dylan Cease?
Thank you for your service. Good luck in your future endeavors.
He had the third highest F-war for a pitcher last season that is a free agent. He is the third best arm on the market right now. So is whatever you said about Dylan Cease, everybody else that's on the market right now is going to be worse than Dylan Cease. Is it safe to say that starting pitching might be slightly a problem?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, Dylan Cease is going to command $25 million a year, would be my guess. He's 30 years old. He's coming off of a 3.4 war season. He's got strikeout stuff. There's a punch, you know, high whiff stuff. He's going to be a guy that's going to demand a lot of money. You're the Padres. You have to give him a qualifying offer. Have to give him a qualifying offer. At least get a draft pick out of it.
Yeah, the qualifying offer was, what, 22.5, 22.4, something like that? The qualifying offers were set at this offseason?
Yes. But he's your number he's the third best option on the open market if you sort things by BWAR. Here's the other players for you. Merrill Kelly at age 37. Yes or no? Remember, think about the money that like guys like Sean Manaea got, and that was a couple of years ago. All of these pitchers that are getting more, like that had more than a 2 WAR are probably getting 20 million plus, would be my guess. Here's all the players, or should I say starting pitchers, that got more than a 2 WAR. It's not a great list, and I'll tell you when we come back on the Brayton Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Renee in the chat. Friday Eve. Yeah, it is. Friday Eve. Saturday Eve Eve. There you go. All right, looking at the starting rotation, there's a lot of things to pick out here with the Padres for next year. And we're going to talk more about this later on. And, you know, we've talked about the managerial search, and then my computer screen goes black every 5 seconds. Makes me want to scream. Look at the starting rotation. Again, A.J. Preller did not shut down the idea of Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon potentially being starters next year. Did not shut that down. When coming to the rotation, it's difficult to find starting pitching. It costs a lot of money. Merrill Kelly, who Adam likes, age 37, 3.1 WAR. Guys that had a 3-point-something WAR last year. Guys like Jack Flaherty in the free agent market. Guys like Michael Wacha. Jack Flaherty got $22.5 million a year. Michael Wacha, $17.5 million a year. Both of those players are way younger than a guy like Merrill Kelly. Maybe you could get Merrill Kelly for relatively cheap to add to the rotation. But you look at the group, and I teased it going to break. Ranger Suarez and Framber Valdez, you cannot afford, Padres fans. I'm sorry to tell you that. You cannot afford them. They're going to get paid a lot of money. Age 30, age 32, both coming off 4 B-Wars. They're going to get a lot of money in a market that needs starting pitching. Everybody needs starting pitching. Everybody needs good starting pitching. Those are the two best names available. Third best name available, Dylan Cease. So for everybody that dislikes Cease, just by the way, I have to say this. We used to get so many phone calls about Blake Snell, about how bad Blake Snell was, about how he can't do it at the major league level, or he's not worth the money and all this other stuff. I remember specific phone calls about got to get rid of Blake Snell. That's just like 2 shows ago. Got to get rid of Blake Snell. He looked pretty damn good in the playoffs the other day for the Dodgers, didn't he, Frank? He looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of this guy. He's terrible. He's not worth the money. He had one of the best postseason appearances you'll see. One of the best postseason starts you'll see. Got to get rid of him, though. Going to do the same thing with Dylan Cease? Highly possible. But for everything that everybody said about Dylan Cease, he's the third best option according to F-War on the open market for starting pitching. After that is 37-year-old Merrill Kelly, 37-year-old Chris Bassett, 33-year-old Adrian Hauser, 43-year-old Justin Verlander. I'm going in order of B-War. I mean, these are the best options for you in the starting pitching market. Nick Martinez, who's 35 years old now. Tyler Mahle, Patrick Corbin, Frank. 36-year-old Patrick Corbin, 1.9 WAR this year for Texas. Kyle Hendricks hasn't touched like 87 miles an hour on his fastball in like 3 years. Kyle Hendricks. Zach Littell, Mike Soroka, Zach Gallen. 1.1 WAR last year. What about Griffin Canning?
Gallo was hurt, wasn't he?
He was. What about Griffin Canning, Frank? What's your opinion about Griffin Canning?
Thank you for your service to the New York Met franchise. Goodbye.
Aaron Civale. Dustin May is a free agent. Here's one for you. Bring him home.
Uh-oh.
Bring him home.
You say Andrew Kashner or something?
No. Get your cowboy hat on. Sheriff's back in town. Bring back Chris Paddock and his brother Michael Paddock on Twitter. What do you guys think about that, Padres fans? Maybe it's time to bring the sheriff back. It's gotten reckless in the starting rotation. You know what this rotation needs, Frank?
Only if it comes with Pete Alonso so they can hash out their disagreements.
They need the sheriff back in town. I can't say with a straight face. People are going to start just sending obscene things to me on Twitter. Is it time to bring the sheriff back? Bring him home. Bring that boy home. Chris Paddock. He's only 30 years old. 0 points. That's a pitcher you can afford. We could, probably a lot easier to Photoshop him in a Padres uniform, too. Hey, you know, Chris Paddock, bring him home. Bring him home.
What was Randy Vasquez's war last year?
Oh, boy. I don't know. It's a good question. Can you look that up for me as I continue to list off pitchers?
I'd say it's probably better than...
That probably is. Max Scherzer, Cal Quantrill, Charlie Morton, Edmond Marquez, Miles Michaelis, Paul Blackburn, Tyler Anderson. Do you want any of those pitchers?
There's a couple that pique my interest for the back end of the rotation.
For $18 million? That's the thing, is all of these guys are going to cost money. A lot of money. If Sean Manaea was getting $20 million a year, what is Dustin May going to get? Seriously. What is Dustin May going to get? So the point of this exercise is the free agent market is not necessarily great for starting pitching. They can save some money, the Padres can, by trying to convert a reliever into a starter. That's why they've done it in the past with guys like Michael King and guys like Seth Lugo. Bullpen arms that they have turned into starting pitchers and have done a great job. The time to do it is during the offseason and spring training when they have time to slowly start building up, not doing it in the regular season. I'm curious to see if they decide to do that with Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon. Now, for Adrian Morejon, I think it's more likely for him. He was a failed starter at first, but he threw a lot of pitches last year. He had a lot of innings as a bullpen arm. I think he has the ability to be a starter. They signed him as a starter when he was a teenager. He's only 26 years old. He will be 27 years old next year. This is around the same age that Michael King turned into a starting pitcher. Adrian Morejon's a free agent in 2027. You could give him a three-year deal. Buy him out of 2026. Give him a contract guaranteed for 2027. Give him a contract guaranteed for 2028. So 27, 28, 29. He becomes a free agent at age 30. Give him more money than you would give a reliever, less money than a starter, with the promise that you're going to try to make him into a starting pitcher, and if he balls out, he'll be a free agent at age 30 when he could go get a bag, if he would like, as a starting pitcher. I think that's highly plausible. I think that's a move the Padres should make. Now, this is just thinking outside the box. They could have already determined that Adrian Morejon can never be a starting pitcher again. But they did not say, AJ Preller did not say no in the press conference the other day. I think Adrian Morejon has a better shot of being a starting pitcher more than Mason Miller. Mason Miller, you know, electric arm, incredible slider. But I think it's going to beat up his arm a little bit more. So if out of the two, if I had to pick one, Frank, Morejon or Miller, who's more likely to survive as a starting pitcher? Morejon or Miller? It's Morejon. These are the things you have to do when you're an organization that has already spent money, when you're an organization that wants to continue to compete at a high level, that has holes in the starting rotation. And here's the thing. If it doesn't work out, guess what you could do with Adrian Morejon?
Throw him back.
You can put him back in the bullpen. It is way easier to find bullpen arms than it is to find starting rotation arms. Let's talk about bullpen arms for a second. Who was the best bullpen arm last year? Think about the best bullpen arms, like contract-wise. Those guys like Josh Hader, right? Guys like Edwin Diaz. When they signed the contract, Frank,
okay,
you guys gave them the money. Not my fault. Not my money.
It also wasn't the Mets that jumped on him like a $20 million trampoline in the World Baseball Classic.
There we go. He got a 5-year, $102 million deal. At the time, that was like the number one reliever payment. He's a closer, right? He's getting paid as a closer. That's $20 million a year. That's still cheaper than most starters. Go back to the contract that Josh Hader got with the Houston Astros. When he got his payment, he got 5 years, $95 million. About $19 to $20 million a year. That's at the top. You could go find bullpen arms for way cheap. If you look at the arbitration, projected arbitration for Adrian Morahone and guys like Mason Miller, who's not even ARB eligible yet. Mason Miller next year is getting 700. No, he's getting ARB next year, 2026. This thing keeps resetting to 2025, and it's driving me nuts, and I'm getting a black screen every 3 seconds, and I'm going to bitch about it. I'm going to continue to bitch about it. All right, back on track here. Here are the projected numbers, the projected arbitration numbers for Mason Miller and Adrian Morahone. Adrian Morahone is expected to get $3.6 million in arbitration. Mason Miller is expected to get $3.4. You know what that tells you? You know what that tells you, Frank? It tells you that despite them being elite players, their value in the grand scheme of things, especially to war, is not very high. Because why? They don't throw a lot of innings. But if you move Morahone to the starting rotation, it gives you an opportunity to save some money and solve a lot of your problems, especially with the money you have. I mean, just throwing money at some starters that, and by the way, a lot of them have not worked out when they get these big contracts. But if you could move Morahone or Miller or both to the starting rotation, and you pull up guys like Bradley Rodriguez, you go find some bullpen arms that cost you $2 to $3 million, you have high value for a guy like Mason Miller, who's under contract till 2030, and you have high value for a guy like Adrian Morahone, who I would extend before I try to move him to the rotation. Pay him higher than a reliever, pay him slightly less than a starter, don't pay him closing money, but then you could have a great deal for 3 years in your rotation. And what's the worst thing that can happen? It doesn't work, right, Frank? And so what do? You move him back to the bullpen. The things that you have to do in order to be the team that the Padres are trying to be. People like, you know, saying I'm delusional for thinking about this. Go ahead. Go sign Merrill Kelly to a long-term, to a 4-year deal at age 37. I mean, you think the Phillies are super stoked about the money they got to pay Aaron Nola right now? Aaron Nola was like an ace at the time he got his contract. They had to pay him 7 years, $172 million. And it's not working out. These are the things that you have to do. You've already spent the money. And that starting rotation has a lot of question marks. Now, we haven't talked about Yu Darvish yet. Yu Darvish retires, and all of a sudden, you got a little bit more money to work with. But that being said, it's still not like a ton. And I agree. No more 37-year-old pitchers. I would prefer not to see that. I would rather see 26-year-old Mason Miller try to start and 26-year-old Adrian Morahone try to start. That, to me, is where you're going to try to get the most bang for your buck and the most value if you're the San Diego Padres. Right there. You could talk about trying to re-sign Michael King all you want, but it didn't sound like he was coming back on the early reports. To me, the biggest thing is, again, you have to extend AJ Preller, you got to go find a manager, and then you got to fix the starting rotation. And I think one of the best ways to do it is internally with some of the bullpen arms you have. Let's think about it from a perspective of the starting rotation. Next year, let's say in a perfect world, Frank, you get the perfect world of Adrian Morahone and Mason Miller in the starting rotation, and we think they could give you 6 innings a night when they go out there. Nick Pivetta, Adrian Morahone, Mason Miller, Joe Musgrove, Randy Vasquez.
Sounds solid to me. I'd order them in a little bit of a different way, but
I just named the starters. Yeah, I didn't have an order at all. But yeah, I mean, you could order it whatever which way you want. Yeah, JP Sears, long relief guy. I mean, he's going to be a project. They brought him in to be a project. They obviously see something in him, and he's under contract for a long time. They got to be able to fix him. You got Johnny Brito coming back next year at some point in time.
Starter.
Right. And then you can back end with the bullpen. You can go find bullpen arms. Now, I think it scares a lot of people because Mason Miller's a great closer. Robert Suarez was a closer. You're probably going to lose Robert Suarez. And if you think about this, now your four horsemen in the back have now turned into one, and it's just Jeremiah Estrada, and then who knows when Jason Adams is going to be back.
He won't be back until after the All-Star break, at least as far as the correct injury timeline when it first came out was given.
Correct. I don't think Dustin May is going to get... Do you think Dustin May gets a contract of $6 million a year?
No.
No way. People are going to... They're going to see what he did. He's going to get it. He's going to get it just insane amount of money for no reason. Yeah, I know he made $2 million last year. It was an arbitration year. That's why he got that. Somebody's going to overpay. Anyway. We'll see what they decide to do. But to me, the best way to save money? Probably to do that. They go out and spend a ton of money, but again, it doesn't sound like they're in the business of spending a ton of money right now, Frank, does it?
No.
No, it does not. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, how does the Padres managerial job compare to others that are available? Plus, we'll get to our sports thread, and we'll start talking about some football in the noon hour, make our college picks in the 1 o'clock hour as we continue on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
To the fan. We got some interesting. If you look at, just to kind of prove the point a little bit more with the entire situation of the Padres are trying to find value in their starting rotation, right? They're trying to improve the starting rotation. As of right now, Frank, who do we have in the starting rotation signed on for next year?
Pivetta, Musgrove, Vasquez, Sears?
Darvish. Until he makes the decision, he is still on that rotation.
Yes, he is.
That is what you currently have. Darvish might retire, which frees up money. We'll see what kind of decision he decides to make. Joe Musgrove's coming off injury. Nick Pivetta can opt out at the end of 2026. Randy Vasquez had a good year. We'll see what he can do again on top of that. J.P. Sears did not look very good in a Padres uniform, but J.P. Sears is, in fact, kind of a project for the Padres. That's why they threw him in there on that deal. So, that being said, you're trying to improve your starting rotation. A lot of arms out there in Major League Baseball are going to cost a lot of money, especially for starting pitching. It's what the market says. There's a lot of very mediocre starting pitchers that get a lot of money in the free agent market. We see it every single year. Now, when looking at how to improve this starting rotation, I think the best way for the Padres, and they have had success doing this, is converting relievers into starters. The two that I would consider the most are Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon. Looking at the grand scheme of things in terms of overall WAR for pitchers, if you look at the overall WAR for pitchers from last year, the pitcher with the number one WAR in baseball was Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies. He had a great year. He had an 8 WAR. Paul Skenes, 2 on the list, 7.6 WAR. Tarek Skubal, 6.6. And you go down the list, Garrett Crochet, Hunter Brown, Andrew Abbott. I mean, these are all the guys that are at the top of their game right now in Major League Baseball. Nick Pavetta, 9th best WAR in baseball for an arm. You have to scroll down very far to find your top bullpen arm, which is Aroldis Chapman, 28th. The 28th best value arm in Major League Baseball. You scroll further down, you start seeing some couple relief pitchers, see some starters. You finally see the next San Diego Padre on the list in Jason Adam at 51. Again, he's got guys like Merrill Kelly ranked in front of him. And Mackenzie Gore and Chris Bubik. And, I mean, you go through the list of some of the players that ranked higher than Jason Adam. Scroll down further, Adrian Morejon, 54th best in WAR. He's actually better than Andres Munoz, surprisingly enough. And the biggest reason is he throws more innings than Andres Munoz. He threw 73 and two-thirds innings, and Andres Munoz threw 62 and a third. Go further down, guys like Nick Martinez, 61st in WAR. Eric Lauer at 64th, Randy Vasquez at 66th, David Bednar at 68th, and then you keep going, keep going, keep going. 78th best in WAR, Mason Miller. I would argue that Mason Miller is one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. I'd argue he's the best reliever in Major League Baseball. He's 78th ranked in WAR because he only threw 60 and two-thirds innings. He doesn't throw a lot of innings. So when talking about getting your value back, it might behoove the Padres to try to make him a starting pitcher. I think it's dangerous. I think you give it a shot in spring training, and if he starts getting some issues with his arm, you should probably shut him down and just put him back to the bullpen. But I think it's worth taking a shot. I think the same thing could be said about Adrian Morejon. Those are two players that are under contract, not making a lot of money, that could help your bullpen, and then you can go find bullpen arms. These are like players behind them that aren't doing well in WAR and aren't going to demand a lot of money are bullpen arms that you can go find. They aren't going to cost a lot. But like I said before, these, like Mason Miller's not going to be able to throw 100 miles an hour every single pitch, every fifth day for 30 starts a year. But even him throwing in the high 90s and with that slider, and if he could pitch in a starting role, that benefits the Padres. And I think that's the best solution that they have for next year. Either him or Morejon. If it's both, you're playing with house money. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Pitching is the issue now. You know, Calvin in the chat says pitching isn't the issue, it's slugging. That's a separate issue. But next year, pitching is definitely an issue. You can't say it's not an issue with the starting pitching because even this year, you were trying to figure out who was starting game two. And it was Dylan Cease. And he actually pitched the best. Starting pitching has been an issue. It will always be an issue. It's an issue for every single team. They have to figure that situation out before, because that costs the most money. And if you're spending your money on starting pitching, that means you don't have any money for bats. If you spend all your money on bats, you're not going to have the money for starting pitching. These are ways to try to save money so you can spend the money on all these gigantic ticket items, wish lists that everybody has, like Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso. And I'm not news for you, neither of those guys are going to be Padres next year because they can't afford them. But if you want your best opportunity to potentially afford these guys, you better start converting some relievers into starting pitching to save some money. That's the deal. All of these issues that the Padres have cost a lot of money. Starting pitching is a massive issue. You need to fix that before you can start fixing your bats. Because the bats don't cost as much as the starters. That's how you have to go about your business and know what your budget is for the bats. GSDP continuing with his money solutions. It's so simple. They just got to do this one thing that I won't say. I'm going to tell you, if that ever happens, he was on it first. He's been on it first. It's time to get to the sports thread, Frank. What's going on in sports that does not involve the Padres?
The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me.
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got today in the sports world?
We got a good amount of things that we can touch on here. First of all, we'll go to college.
Number one.
The Big 12 has fined Kansas and Texas Tech $25,000 each yesterday for fallout of a dispute over fan behavior at the Red Raiders 42-17 win in Lubbock on Saturday. Jayhawks coach Lance Leopold also apologized yesterday for statements he made after the game. Texas Tech was twice penalized during the game for fans throwing tortillas onto the field, an old tradition that was banned by the Big 12 before the season had begun. The rowdy scene at Jones AT&T Stadium led to a post-game dust-up between Leopold and Red Raiders coach Joey McGuire, with Leopold chastising McGuire for the fans' behavior. In post-game video, McGuire can be seen telling Leopold, "Coach, I can't do anything about it. If you want me to do something about it." This is a rule that's set up at the beginning of the season, and I'm sure this is something that the Texas Tech Red Raiders had told their fans about. Why is it on the coach to worry about what the fans do in Leopold's mind?
I mean, he's in charge of the program.
Of the students.
Yeah, well, you know, eventually the responsibility falls on somebody, and that's the first guy that he has to talk to at this point in time. He's the first guy there. I have been to Texas Tech. I have been hit by tortillas and batteries, and I've had glass bottles thrown at me, and that is how they
are. It's all obscene.
They throw the tortilla thing is a... I forget who it was, but back in the day, some coach at some school was asked about a good Texas Tech team, and he said the only thing they have in Lubbock is cactus and tortillas. And so the fans threw tortillas at him, and then that turned into a tradition of tortillas every single game, which has now which also turned into them throwing a bunch of other stuff. It is a ruckus crowd. It's a crazy place to play. Bad things happen in Lubbock. I've learned that as being somebody that's had to go there at least once when I see my teams play there. Weird things happen in Lubbock, and that's part of the deal. But the Big 12 this year finally put the kibosh on the tortillas and said, you guys got to stop doing it or you're going to be fined. And so they continue to do it because they don't care. It's the people of Lubbock. Can't stop our tradition. They did it, and now they're getting fined. I mean, they threw a tortilla when we were there. When Trevon Boykin outdueled Patrick Mahomes, yeah, he did. Opening kickoff, our kid slipped on a tortilla and had to take a knee in the end zone because he just gets like littered with tortillas. So, find both schools. I'm cool with that. I mean, who do you think Leopold's going to talk to? He's got to talk to the head coach. That's the guy at his level. That's like, hey, you guys got to control this. Same thing would be said at any other venue. How many times have you seen the head coach at places jump on the mic and go, please stop throwing things on the field? Please stop throwing things in the thing. He's the spokesperson for the program.
That should be on the PA announcer.
They do. They say it too. But no, until the coach does it, nobody does anything about it. You got crazy college kids. And probably more grown adults than anything else.
It's ridiculous all the way around. Speaking of ridiculous. Number two. Players from the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns expressed outrage and concern that led to the NFLPA discussing how embarrassing the playing surface was at the old Heinz Field. I'm not calling it that.
The old Heinz Field, he says.
Yeah, Heinz Field. The NFLPA has conveyed its concern to the NFL and will work to ensure that the players are not putting that not put in that position going forward. Some of the players said the field, which was already scheduled to be resodded after the game, was dry. Steelers offensive lineman Broderick Jones was one of the multiple players who they said kicked chunks of grass up when they made explosive movements. League spokesperson Brian McCarthy said Wednesday that the NFL has been in touch with both the union and the club, which has taken steps to replace the grass surface. I didn't notice how bad it was. I did see the one video going around of the kicker slipping in the sod when his foot dug in and the whole grass below him gave out.
Yeah, that's not great.
But seriously, that's an NFL stadium. You have to have better sod working than what you currently have.
I just know it's like, isn't that always been a problem in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, what was it, the mud game against Miami? That infamous punt that just sunk right in?
I'm not an expert on keeping grass in PA, but I would imagine it's probably difficult to keep grass up to par in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But yeah,
They're figuring out a way to do natural grass in Buffalo, where they have heaters below it, and it's all going to work fine.
A lot of those places do have the heaters in the field, so maybe they need that.
Maybe, possibly. I don't know.
It is number
three. A little bit warmer climate now. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa apologized yesterday for comments that he made after Sunday's loss to the Chargers, where he criticized teammates for being late to players-only meetings. Tagovailoa opened up his news conference Wednesday by apologizing for his comments and taking responsibility for their impact on his teammates. He said, quote, "I've made a mistake and I'm going to own up to that right now. I've talked to the guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it. They know my heart. They know that my intent was right, but no matter the intent, when things got misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team being 1-5. We talk about it a lot. All right, we got to get this going. Come in excited, get to work, forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added to that noise for our guys." So good on Tua for taking accountability for how his words impacted the Dolphins locker room.
Yeah, they're a circus. I mean, that's just going to continue to be a circus. It starts from the top. That's why Tua said the things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has to apologize for it. I mean, when is McDaniel getting fired? I mean, they got to fire him and the GM, and they got to start
come
over.
Soon.
They are really a circus. Speaking of hot seats, we'll talk about some of the coaches on the hot seat in the National Football League. Some moves that were made in college when we come back. Noon lunchtime hour. Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.